What I'm saying is that everybody else is having a song on this show.
Yes.
Do you think you could possibly stretch it a bit?
I beg your pardon?
Could you stretch it a bit to let me sort of sing a number?
Well, look, you sing the song and I'll go across here and stretch it a bit.
Yes, well...
Do you feel that it's wise, Ian?
What's that? I don't know.
To let him sing, you know.
Well, I've never sung in public before.
Well, in that case, it's wise.
Well, we have gone so well so far. Can you sustain the professional approach?
Attitude.
Do you mind? Well, give it a bash, Tatty.
Yeah, think how you got that.
Yeah, we'll see.
Ladies and gentlemen, by popular demand, the golden voice of Tatty Tom Edwards.
I started on radio several years ago. Despite the rumor that I started on 2LO, my first job was sorting all the woman power mail. Then I was a patient for that nice doctor there. Now I'm playing records out on the city 299. And all of the mums and kiddy winkies say Tatty Tom is just divine. I get up each morning and start sounding so sincere, good on ya. Then Eric Martin starts to talk in my ear. I'm doing the racing, such a soft relaxing show. But after three or four songs, off to three by go. Just the other day I'm trying to read the worldwide news, and Ian McRae and Adrian Love beginning moving both my shoes. Sometimes I find this job is getting quite a strain. It's very hard remembering every record name. I make an announcement and then push my little switch. But it's not Chris, it's J.D. Dozy Beaky Mickan Titch. Sometimes I think I would rather leave and travel far. But I can't go, got to think of my public now that Tatty Tom's a star.
That was the golden voice of Tatty Tom Edwards.
Or to rephrase that, that was the golden voice of Tatty Tommy Edwards. She.
Good try. Good lad. Thank you very much, Tom. Thank you, Thomas.